my God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. My Lord.
Oh, yes.
Hannah and Freya, you dirty girls.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. We have a guest.
Well, this is Project XXX, by the
way. Oh, this is Project XXX, by the way.
If you didn't know what you're listening to, welcome to Project XXX. This is the show where we talk about naughty things.
Saucy things.
Sexy things.
Woo! Yeah, we do.
For a whole hour.
Yay!
What are we talking about this week?
What are we talking about this week? We are talking about...
bisexuality.
Being queer.
And queer.
We are here and queer. I'm going to do 3 episodes all about being queer. So this first one is about bisexuality. Because both Hannah and I...
Hannah and I...
are queer.
We're queer.
We're bi.
Yeah.
And we have someone else who's bi.
That's me!
That is me!
Do you want to introduce yourself a bit?
Yeah, so my name's Charlotte. I am a sociology student who may or may not have just interviewed Hannah and Freya for my dissertation. And now...
I can't believe we're going to be part of someone's dissertation. That's so exciting.
Academia.
But now we get to hang out and talk shit.
Yeah.
We don't have to like fit in loads of theoretical stuff and we can just talk about being gay.
Absolutely. That's not wait. What this show is about.
We can do more shit
talking. No theory. Except when there is theory and I force you to let me put my music on, but I haven't got any facts today.
No facts today, just absolute opinion based.
Simple opinion. This is all about, I think the queer chat. Episodes, we queer might have chat. Some kind of factual information, but I think honestly with the queer experience, it's a lot more important to have opinion and have actual lived experience rather than, we're not talking about technicalities here, we're talking about people's confusing, weird-ass sexualities that no one really understands. You can't put it into fact, because queerness 100%. Is weird as hell. It fluctuates, it changes, and you don't know what you're into. I never know what I'm into.
I used to think I was straight.
We all did.
What a fucking joke. Like,
I still get like, oh God, am I straight?
Yeah.
All the time.
I love that it's, oh God, am I straight?
Oh, yeah.
Not just like, am I straight? It's a fear. Oh God.
It's a real fear. Because I can't go back. No. I can't go back to hetero culture.
No. Peep show and pints.
No.
I don't want it.
I do love a pint.
And I used to like Peep Show, but...
I still kind of like
it. You know what?
But I would watch it on occasion.
It's not Tinder bio worthy.
But I would never... No, I'd never, like, have it as part of my personality.
No.
I'm not Peep Show. I'm a partaker in it on occasion.
I'm a part-time Peep Show partaker.
Yeah.
And... Well, maybe like an old school, like, Victorian Peep Show. That's what
I prefer. Yeah.
Like a little ankle, a little nip. Like
a little nip.
When you put in an old fashioned coin and
it's a little nip. Sorry.
Absolutely not.
No. You're right.
That's incredible. No, the fact that you say, oh, like I could never go back to het culture is so funny because I'm just looking at your peaches tattoo on your arm and I'm like, even if you wanted to go back to het culture, you couldn't. You really couldn't.
I mean, to be fair, my little peaches, they really are like a bit of symbol of queerness to me, which is why I got them done. Mostly because it makes me think of when you fuck with peach and call me by your name.
Yes.
Great scene.
And I'm like, if that isn't queer culture... I don't know what it is.
I don't know what is. I've got a naked lady on my arm. You've got a naked lady on your arm.
My best, one of my very closest friends has loads of naked ladies on her arm.
Amazing.
Shout out Luan. I know she's listening. I'm super excited for her. She's got a tattoo of herself, her mum, and her gran on her arm, and they're all naked.
What?
It's sick. It's like
an image of this.
Can you send this into the show?
You know that I can send it into the show.
I really want to see this.
It's fucking amazing. But she also has one of a peach as well. She's just the gayest.
Yay. The gayest.
She's so fucking gay.
My grandma would be so angry at me if I got a picture of her naked.
Now, Sandra's tight. She's so sick. But no, it's actually the first time I met Luan, we met on the street. I found her on the street. And she's a lesbian. She's like the best person in the world. And I remember telling her, like, oh, I think I might be into girls. And she was like, you're a lesbian. She was like, you're just a lesbian. I remember being like, no, like, I'm so straight. Like, I promise, like, I don't like women. That's gross. And now here we are.
Turns out there's a sexy middle ground between being straight and being a lesbian.
Honestly, how strange is that, that there's, like, a middle... I hate living in the grey area.
I kind of dig it.
Yeah, I do, and I
never know where I'm going to go.
It scares me. And I don't even know if I would... identify as bi anymore. I think I'm a lot more, I would say, queer more than bi.
Yeah, me too.
Because I feel like bi feels a bit too binary.
I feel that.
And I'm so confused because some days I'm like, men are so fucking gross, get away from me. Sometimes I'm like, women are so gross, get away from me.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm like, everyone's so gross, get away from me. And sometimes I just want to fuck everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so confusing. And I feel like I can't even put categories in it. So it's just queer. But that's for this, for the all intents and purposes, for this episode, I'll be a bi.
I'll be a bi.
Bi does seem very binary, but I think there is a myth of bisexuality because it means bi meaning two.
It just means you're attracted to yourself and others, right?
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah.
You're attracted to, like, your own gender and other genders. But I think a lot of people get it mistaken. That is just an attraction to men and women, and it excludes trans people and non-binary people. However, since, like, I think the late 80s, early 90s, there was this group called, like, the Bisexual Network or something over in America. And they very specifically stated in, like, a manifesto, bisexual does not only mean two.
Amazing.
It includes... gender non-conforming and trans people.
Amazing.
And that's, like, the official statement, like, stamp. So even though I no longer would call myself bi, that's not because I'm like, oh, it's...
Yeah, I'm not, nothing, yeah. No shade to bisexual people.
No. I know that's not what you meant, but I just meant, like, as a...
Yeah.
Just throwing it out there. But if you do identify as bi, that doesn't mean that you're, like, trans
exclusive. Like, I can't speak for everyone, but my bisexuality definitely isn't trans exclusive. And if you're a TERF, go
get
away.
Fuck yourself.
Yeah. You can get out. I fucking hate that shit.
Yeah, me too.
Hot take. Being mean isn't nice.
Yeah.
Or sexy.
No.
Nothing's less sexy than being mean.
Yeah. Unless you're, like, kind of mean to me, but, like, in a sexy way. You know? But not, like, mean. Like,
mean bisexual, like, meet up.
In the way.
Fight me, lead center.
Villanelle to murder me from Killing Eve, like, that kind of mean, like, in a way that it's like, oh, built up sexual tension, she's hunting me down, she buys me pretty dresses, but oh, she's gonna murder me, like, that kind of mean.
Yeah, but, like, she definitely isn't a TERF.
No, oh my god,
she's a fucking queer icon.
Villanelle is
bisexual culture.
Yes,
actually, the whole of Killing Eve is bisexual culture.
Yeah.
Sandra Oh.
Oh.
Oof. Oh.
Sandra Oh.
We have to stand.
What is happening in this room?
This is a pretty standard.
I'm loving
podcast.
It. Stand this. Well, if you just tuned in, welcome to the Killing Eve podcast.
I listen. I love Killing Eve.
Me too.
There probably is a podcast out there.
Probably.
There will be one. There's a podcast for everything.
There is.
Yeah. It's not everything.
We should make one.
We should make one.
We'll do the Killing Eve stand podcast.
Yeah.
Should we play one of your little sexy songs?
I'd love to play a sexy song.
Yeah. Okay.
What do you want?
Which one would you like?
So we've just been talking about how bisexuality is not limited to two genders, but I think a big part of being queer is also knowing how to fuck yourself.
Yeah.
So this is Hand Solo by Marika Hackman.
Also, amazing. Just great music choice. I was literally, you sent these three songs through and I was like, bruh, she just looked into my Spotify account.
Yeah, baby.
She really did. She had, like, a little moment. She's
how
like,
nice.
Oh my god, she has such good music taste. I was like, oh my god, chill.
What can I say?
All right, so that was a beautiful introduction, by the way.
Thanks.
So this is Hand Solo by Marika Hackman.
Stuff. Rock me, skin please. got it all in dolphins. I gave it all, but under patriarchal law, I'm gonna die a virgin. I love this. Green sheets leave my right hand free. It's hard to be alone.
You're listening to Project XXX on LSR.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
We're back.
We're back.
Brief dance intermission.
Yeah, just a little dance solo.
Hand solo.
Hand solo.
I love that song.
We've all just
Marika.
Been sitting here getting off for like the past 3.5 minutes. You missed it.
Yeah, that's what goes on in the studio.
It's hot.
It was.
It's kind of messy though.
But because of radio,
let's not. You know, it's just
see it.
Yeah, I'm glad that no one can see.
No, that's what bisexual girls do when they all get together.
Yeah.
Just circle jerk.
There's got to be a nicer word for it for people with vaginas because we're not like.
Jerking
it. It's so gross.
Circle stroke. Not nice.
I'll get back to you.
A group.
I was gonna say a group rub. That doesn't work. A rubbing the round?
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah, sexy. I like that.
You should rename this podcast.
A rubbing the round.
Yeah.
Okay, so I wanna ask about your sort of first experience. Discovering that you may not be one of the many fabled straights.
One of the many fabled straights. It's been a long road, actually.
Tell us about your journey.
Since I've been, since I was, 11, I've exuded gay energy. when I was, 12 at high school, me and one of my really close friends, my best friend at high school, we hung out all the time, and I'm a very touchy person. We held hands a lot, and we hugged a lot, mm-hmm. but there was no romantic... thing there.
We were just gal palling
extremely gal palling, and this group of girls started just teasing us and being you're lesbians, and I was no, I'm not, that's fucking disgusting, I'm so straight. And I remember going to student services and being they're bullying me because they're saying that I'm a lesbian, and the pastoral guy looked at me and he was are you sure that you're not? It was actually quite traumatic. I mean, not
That's I get what you mean about big gay energy. You do exude gay energy.
Yeah.
But also, even if you were a lesbian.
But why would it be okay? Right. Well, I went to church school, so it was like, but are you? Because you kind of deserve to get bullied if you're gay.
A church school survivor. Yeah. I feel you.
For a while, I was like, no, I'm just super straight. Like, I'm just really into guys, like, whatever. Because for me, it was like, you're either straight or you're gay.
Yeah.
And I liked boys. So I was like, well, obviously, I'm straight. And then for a while, I was like, maybe I'm, like, bi-curious, but am I really bisexual if I've never, like, been with a woman, if I've never, like, fancied a specific woman, if I just think all women are beautiful and amazing and angelic? Turns out that that's just being bisexual.
Yeah, that's some pretty gay thoughts you got going on there.
Yeah, so I kind of only really came out probably as bi to, like, my friends and things, like, this summer after I had, like, my first sexual experience with a woman, and it literally made me cry because it was just...
Congrats!
Thanks so much. But, like, my family don't know because I went to church school.
That's
a shame.
Yeah, it's a lot, but maybe my dissertation will be a way to come out to them and be like, look, I wrote this thing about my community.
Yeah, that'd be sick, actually. Be like, look, I'm small, academic... and bisexual.
Yes, and so, here's my first, so you can't
yeah, be pissed off at me. Exactly.
How was everybody else's bisexual
journey?
Awakening.
I honestly think mine was very, very influenced by media pop culture.
Okay.
I remember seeing the Christina Aguilera Dirty video.
Yes!
Very young, very formative stage of my life. And I went running to my mum and said, Mum, I just saw the video for Dirty by Christina Aguilera. And she was like, that's great. Just make sure your sister doesn't watch it. And that's when I knew it was like a bit naughty and a bit wrong. And I used to watch it all the time.
Yeah.
And I just think she's cool. I think it's all just really cool. And I thought a lot of women were really, really cool. when I was younger, I was always just like, oh, they're so cool. They're my hero, they're my icon. And it turns out that I'm just gay and I just fancied all of them.
Yes.
Same with Tattoo, all the things she said.
Yes.
Iconic.
Tune.
Definitely,
as well.
Definitely had a big impact on me.
Yeah.
But I also went to a church school, and I think I was quite homophobic in that primary school, because I just remember being like, anyone that I didn't really like, I was like, well, they're a lesbian, oh, they're gay, blah, 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 blah. But I think it was because I went to church school, and also it's because
you're one of those homophobes where people are like, oh, but they were gay the whole time, and I hate that trope.
I think it really was me in the closet being like, yeah, well you're a lesbian, and I was like, but I fancy girls so much. Whoops. But then also, like, I did start kissing some girls at quite a young age, and was like, it doesn't count because we're girls.
Right.
For a long time.
I used to kiss loads of my friends and then just be like, yeah, but it doesn't count.
The girl, doesn't matter. Yeah. We talked about this in the last episode because we were talking about first times.
Yeah.
And we were like, actually, a lot of our first experiences were with girls. But we never thought they counted.
Yeah.
I had a very fabled sleepover at like 10 years old where we all essentially just had sex with each other out of like 10. And I don't know if I'd really want to count it as one of my like first proper times, because it was very sort of explorative. Like, we didn't really know what we were doing. We just kind of felt our way around things. But I do remember being like, this is nice. like with all these girls, like, it felt, ooh. I was like, ooh.
It does. It kind of like, it feels naughty and wrong, which is exciting.
Yeah.
And obviously it isn't wrong and it isn't naughty, but because like, society. We live in a society. You're always those kind of like first queer feelings are a bit like, ooh,
yeah,
it's not allowed.
See, I think for me, because I waited so long, not like waited so long, but spent so much of my life not having sexual experiences with women. Having my first sexual experience with a woman, it was like, oh my god, this is so beautiful and incredible and amazing, and it made me cry because it was just so incredible.
So cute.
I'm a baby bi. I've literally never had apart from a couple like sort of gropes and makeouts, I've never had like quote unquote a proper sexual experience with a woman, just because I think that I've kind of suppressed it for a very long time. Although I've always been
quite queer, just in personality and everything like that.
I think you're very camp. We've talked
I'm
about this
before. I'm
an extremely
camp person,
you're
but
quite
I think
camp personality.
Like, I yeah had a lot of internalized homophobia.
Yeah,
but I never was homophobic, and I don't remember ever being grossed out by anyone who was gay. Yeah.
No, I definitely wasn't really grossed out, but
yeah,
I like, shouted louder.
And like I had, from like a very early age, like 14, 15, had friends that I knew were gay, and I was never like, oh God. I was always like, okay, chill, y'all do you. And I knew also from a very early age that I was bisexual. I think I've just been very scared of it.
Yeah.
But I think recently I've come to terms with it a lot more, and I think that I'm on my journey to it.
Yeah.
To out of straightdom. I want to be out of here, lads. Like, come on.
I mean, the whole time that I thought I was straight, I was just like, oh, like, I'm just an ally, and I'm just really invested in queer culture, and like, I just really fancy women, but I am just an ally. Like, I'm not gay. Like, it's fine. And I still have only had like one quote unquote proper sexual. What's the word?
Experience
with a woman. Mm. But that doesn't invalidate
how
bi you are. Like.
I was going to say, do you guys think that's the be all end all?
Oh, absolutely not.
Yay, that's the right answer.
You can be like queer in way of life as well. Like, I don't think.
No, explain, I love it.
Because I think you could be someone who is asexual but still be queer.
Yeah.
Like, why put like sexual experiences and stuff like that down to being a queer? Like, I've always known my entire life that I've attracted to women. Just because I've not slept with a woman doesn't mean I'm not a queer.
This is it.
Do you guys want to hear my first
so
much queer? So I had this dream when I was about 8.
I do know this, and it's so good. Get ready, Charlotte. It's great.
I'm ready.
It's not that great, but I was dancing, and I was the woman. I was ballroom dancing with a man in a tux, and then suddenly I opened my eyes, and I was the man in the tux dancing with the woman, and I liked it. And I woke up like, am I a lesbian? And I thought about it for weeks after, so I was like,
am I a lesbian?
I was like, bruh. Turns out, I want to dance with a man and a woman. Is that so bad?
And that's what you did in your dream.
That's what I did in my dream.
I want to see you in a tux ballroom dancing.
I can see it.
So do
for
I.
Like
I
my own.
So
I can see it without seeing it. Like, I'm squinting a little bit and it's there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also, the first, I found out what the word nude was. And we had a family computer. I was about 5. And I the first thing I typed in was nude women. If that's not a telltale sign of a queer.
Because nobody wants to see a wiener, do
no
they?
One does. And I just wanted to see some naked ladies doing naughty things.
Right.
And then I was like, just called my brother over, and he was like,
mom! It's like that video of that girl. Have you seen?
Don't tell mom.
Crying, and she's put in like men kissing.
Yeah.
But this is like, I think a lot of me first realizing, well, not even realizing I was attracted to women, because I didn't realize, but me first being like, wow, women are so beautiful and amazing, was finding out what porn was when I was way too young to figure out what porn was. I was watching the news one day, like between The Simpsons and Hollyoaks, while I was eating my fish fingers, and it was like, oh, like today it's been researched and found out that porn is in one of the top 10 words searched by those under 18. And I was like, well, that sounds like it's a bad thing that we shouldn't search, so let's search it.
As if the news was like trying to tell how horrifying it was that under 18s are looking at porn, and you were like, this porn thing sounds interesting.
I was like, this sounds like fun. Because I just come from like a really boring household of boring people who don't do fun things. So I was like, well, that sounds bad. Let's look at it. And I literally typed in porn.com.
Amazing.
And hit this fucking website full of shockingly horrendous
things. I think I looked up like sex.com, and that was pretty good for the time.
And I very specifically remember like the first porn video that I ever watched.
Yes.
And like being like, watching it and being like, the man may as well not be there. Like, she's stunning. She's amazing. Look at her go. She's having a great time. And the next time one of my friends came around, I was like, hey, Sophie, look at this. And I just, like, exposed all of my childhood friends to really, like...
You don't really know, do you? And you're like, this is making me feel good. I enjoy watching it. I want my friends to enjoy watching it with me.
Yeah.
Like, you don't realise it's not appropriate.
Yeah, I knew
it wasn't appropriate. I'd Googled it because the news told me not to.
I mean, the very
but come on, I think that was the first time I'd seen porn. I was like 5 and I typed in nude women, but then I didn't really understand what it was. But the next time I saw porn, which was when a childhood friend of mine exposed me, I knew what it was.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I couldn't stop watching it.
Mm,
once she told me about it, and she went home, blah, 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 got on with my life. Anytime my parents went out and left me alone.
Oh, me too,
for
yeah.
20 minutes, I would look at porn on the internet. And I remember being, wiping the history every time, but I remember being so, so scared that sometime they were going to work out what I'd done.
Me too.
And when they threw away that family computer, oh, the day they threw away that family computer, I was so glad.
You were absolved of your sin.
Because by that point, I had my own computer, so I could do whatever I wanted on that. There wasn't any way they were going to find out, as long as I wiped the memory. But on the family computer,
it's risky business.
Nah, see, like, my parents never found out I watched porn until I was probably 18.
Mm.
Like, so I managed to hide it for so long.
I mean,
and then one day just accidentally left it up on my computer, went to like go and like work out, which was strangely out of character anyway. Look at me. And I came back upstairs and my mum was like, you need to be careful what you leave on your computer. And I was like, what? Mm. I went upstairs and I was like, oh shit, I need to think of a lie.
What was the video?
Real quick. Oh, okay, so this is actually what makes it worse.
Yes.
Basically, at the time I was doing driving lessons and I hated them and they made me nervous. So I was watching like driving instructor porn. Even though like my driving instructor was disgusting. Like I would not have touched him with a shitty stick. Like he was like a creepy, horrible old man. But I was like watching this like driving instructor porn to like get me over the fear
That's
of this like
so
higher echelon of human being. So then I found my mum like the next day had been like searching my driving instructor to like see if he was hot or something, see if maybe I would fuck him. Obviously I wouldn't.
Oh my god, what if she did you think do you think she thought you were fucking your driving instructor?
Yes.
That's
yes,
so yes. funny.
And he was absolutely vile. And he famously pulled me over one day and said, I can't teach you how to drive anymore because you're so bad at it. And
have
I think
you put
that
your license now?
No.
Oh.
Still on that green provisional, baby. But
that's
I think my mum thought
culture.
that was because me. Yeah, gays can't drive.
Gays can't drive.
But yeah, I think my mum thought that maybe I stopped taking lessons with him because our affair had ended or something. I dread to think
drama.
What she thinks. I'm so sorry, mum.
I mean, as we're talking about porn, I wanted to ask you guys opinion. Do you think bisexual people are fairly represented in porn?
No.
Not really. I mean, there is bisexual porn, which is a category I like, because a lot of it is two men and a woman.
Yes.
And I like, my like biggest fantasy is to like shag two men, but then also shag each other and shag me at the
that
same time.
That is also one of my fantasies.
Like,
we have
I want us
this.
To all be shagging each other.
Yes.
Well, everyone's
watching
in love.
Watching two men fuck is really hot.
Yeah.
In my opinion. Because it's like, ooh, you're both vulnerable.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It is sexy. I like people.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, see, I'm a two girls and a guy kind of gal.
Oh.
And that's how I had my first bisexual experience.
Oh.
Threesome.
Yes.
FFM.
How did that come about?
It was scary as hell. I mean, I don't know how crazy I can go on this post watershed.
Oh, go.
Absolutely.
We did shitloads of illegal substances and stayed up all night and everyone was around my house. My female friend went to the toilet and her boyfriend was like, would you have a threesome with me and XYZ? And I was like, yeah, I guess. Because I thought it was just like a question. I was like, yeah, you're both kind of hot. Like, I would. And then she came back upstairs and then we just did it.
I'm so happy for you.
It was
mad. That sounds amazing.
I cried buckets because it was like my ultimate highest level of sexual fantasy had been achieved. It
was
great.
Is that what you were trying to hope to do that time?
You know it was.
What have you been trying to do?
It was New Year's and me and my boyfriend had gone upstairs to... can I tell this story or do you want me not to? Because I won't if you don't want me to.
Can I tell it?
Yes,
okay, it's less embarrassing for myself to shame myself. I was also under the influence of some illegal substances and at New Year's, and I heard that Hannah and her boyfriend had gone upstairs to her room, so I like bust down the door hoping for a threesome, walked in, realised that that was not the vibe, and was like, hi guys, what are you doing?
I was like, having my pussy licked, can you not?
And I was like, oh, okay, do you want me to like, no.
oh, okay, goodbye. And then I sat downstairs and we both came downstairs and I was like, sorry guys, I just got a bit carried away. I was doing these things.
You were not that apologetic.
No, I was not. But I do remember saying to Jack, really I was like, I'm sorry, I think I just got a bit carried away and I thought maybe this is a group sex vibe. And he was like, I get it.
I love that if there was any vibe to pick up on, you wanted to pick up on a group sex vibe.
I always want a group sex vibe. And then Hannah said to me a bit later on the night, she was like, did you really want a threesome with us? And I was like, no. And you were like, I know you didn't, but why did you ask? I was like, I don't know. I just got a little bit carried away.
I know you're not attracted to either me or my boyfriend.
I know.
Oh.
Which is fine.
Yeah, but like, sad for Freya.
I don't, but I really don't. Like, I love you guys, but Hannah and I have discussed this. We are in love, but we're not sexually attracted to each other, which is an absolute shame.
Yeah, it really is.
Because we'd be amazing
this
together.
This is me and my housemate. Like, we're in love, but yeah. we're not in love.
Yeah.
You know?
So it'd be awkward. I don't really want to see you have sex with your boyfriend while I'm there too.
I don't want either.
I just thought it'd be fun at the time.
Yeah.
And under the influence of mystery substances, which I mean, I knew what they were. I just don't want to share it on air. I was like,
mystery meat.
Let's go do it. Let's go ask him. Anyway.
And in the spirit of that, should we have another tune? should we have the Doja Cat song?
I think in terms of Freya walking in on Hannah famously getting her pussy licked, we should listen to Go to Town by Doja Cat.
I wanted to walk in and see you go to town.
Yeah!
Town with it, and she shave it all off, Charlie Brown with it, looking all around, all the other girls sound fishy, he ain't never caught her with this, why he down with it, yeah, so I'm telling you,
what?
This incredible,
oh,
this shit edible,
okay.
It's like chemical, kiss my genital, my taste medical,
hers
like chemicals,
hey,
if he get it up when he tastes that shit, turn hetero,
oh my god,
look, can you see that, she need knee pads, I'm a bad bitch, fuck a pee pad, full of shit, if he don't eat it, he a D-bag, he could use a submarine, I come and see
if you're down, boy, really down, baby, let me watch you go to town, it's your one chance, baby, never hold it now, yeah, let me see you go to town, baby, you go to town, yeah, baby, let me watch you go to town, it's your one chance, baby, never hold it now, yeah, 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 yeah,
in my hair, but it's not on mine, cause a bitch love free trust. So look, baby, don't lie, cause I can believe my eyes. In a man between my thighs all the time, yeah, I do my DIYs. And it's clean but messy like a pizza. Spend time on a donkey, even though I eat her. Call it chunky monkey, I be texting peaches. He texts me a eggplant, I text him a peanut.
If you're down, boy, really down. Baby, let me watch you go to town. Wish you one chance, baby, never hold it now. Go down, go down, go down. Yeah, let me see.
This is going to be a little less sexy, I guess, because we want to talk about the shame.
The shame
of it all.
Yeah, there's nothing sexy about shame.
There's nothing sexy about shame, but
unless that's your thing, I'm not kink shaming.
We don't kink shame your shame.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because unfortunately, I think quite a big part of not being straight in general, there's a lot of shame.
Uh-huh.
Because straight's the norm. Mm. The norm in, like, you know, quotation marks. But I think especially with bisexuality, because there is quite a lot of erasure, stigma, biphobia, you're kind of not really in either one of big communities. There's issues.
Too gay for the straights, too straight for the gays, right?
Mm, yeah. Mm-hmm. I also think that there's a lot of sort of stigma with bi girls. They're just bi curious. They're straight, really.
Yeah.
They're just bi curious.
But bi men are gay.
They're just gay, really.
Yeah.
Because we all just want men, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, the bi girls just really want men, and the gay men just really want men because everybody loves men. Why would you not want to subject yourself to?
And I don't know if people have been like paying attention to the like current social climate that we're in, but men are not in favor right now.
No.
Especially cis straight men.
Yeah.
They're not at the top of the league.
Not
anymore.
Trendy.
Not trendy.
Men not trendy.
No.
Women trendy as hell.
Women are so trendy.
And
right
non-binary
now.
People also trendy as hell.
Oh, NBs are so trendy.
Being NB trendy as fuck. If you're non-binary, just know I think you're trendy.
Yeah. I think that's
and if you're
cool.
A woman, I think you're trendy. If you're a man, sorry you're not cool. I don't make the rules.
Yeah.
Except just now I just did, but that's just a general thing anyway.
You're just reporting on the social climate.
Charlotte's if you just presenting the news
if you've quiz. Just tuned in, it's the 10 o'clock news. This just in, men not cool, and that's it. Thanks very much.
Thank you
sleep
very
well.
Much good night.
Sleep well. Imagine if the news went sleep well.
I think it's rude that they don't tell you to sleep well.
Night, love you, night.
I'm just gonna tell you all of the horrible things that have happened in the world, and now don't sleep because
maybe
I've told you
sinister.
That we're all gonna die.
Yeah, if
they'd
they
be like
there's
awful
been
things.
Another horrible
sleep well.
Murder sleep well.
It was quite sinister.
I like on one of the news channels at the end, they always do like a pick-me-up story. So like it's always about like small children or cute animals. And it's like, here's all these bombs that have gone off and here's all these, you know, famines and wars and horrible things. But, you know, here's a real cute chicken who thinks it, like this rabbit is its mum.
I want to see that.
I think it's on like, it's like the Granada Reports, but the grown-up one.
Oh, ooh. I just want to see the chicken in love with its bunny mum. What do you have? You ever experienced like stigma, shame from people?
Yeah.
If you're comfortable telling.
100%. So when I wasn't properly out, when I just thought I was kind of bi-curious, it was my first year of uni. Mm-hmm. Somebody was having pre's at their flat, and there were a load of guys there that I didn't know, and we ended up talking about sexuality for some reason. I was like, yeah, like I think I'm bi. Like I like guys and girls, and this guy was like, well, if a guy and a girl were both in front of you and they were equally attractive and equally smart and equally funny, then who would you go for?
Why do people do this?
And I looked at him and I was like, but if two women were in front of you and they were both attractive and smart and funny, who would you go for? And he was like, oh. And I was like, yeah. Like, it's almost like that's the fucking point. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, I will date anyone. I'm lonely. This is an advertisement.
Charlotte's stunning herself.
Yeah, no, it is. It's just like, why? Where is the confusion? Why the assumption that, like, if given the choice, I would, like, even though I'm into boys and girls, given the choice, I would rather be with a boy? Like, where did that assumption come from? I would
honestly
love to know.
Given the choice, I would probably rather be with a girl if it was like that. If it was like in front of me,
I mean,
it was like
fuck
gun
man
to your
trauma,
head,
right?
Who
in the
would
long
you pick?
Run, yeah. I'm not trying to be the woman.
When I was dating a girl in the summer, where he was one of my, like, this was my first proper sort of long, as I say, long time. It wasn't long time, but this for me,
yeah,
it was like a couple of months of dating this girl. One of my really close friends said to me, you know, not that I've ever not understood or like haven't understood your bisexuality, your queerness, or your sexuality, but I've never really kind of got it because I'm straight.
Yeah.
And she said, but now that you're dating this girl, it's kind of all come together for me a bit more, because it's not like you're going, this girl I'm dating, oh my god, girl things, lesbians, like, we're together, girl on girl, girl on girl. You're kind of just talking to her about her like you'd talk about if you had a boyfriend. And I was like,
Yeah.
I was like, that's the point. She was like, I know it sounds really stupid, but I kind of get it. It's no different. There's no difference between you dating a girl or dating a guy. Like, the kind of processes and feelings and excitement and dates are the same. And I was like,
Yeah. I think, like, especially if you've dated a lot of men, and that's all that people have known of your dating history.
Yeah.
Like, if you've dated a lot of men, you then date a woman for the first time, and it's like, this doesn't compute for some bizarre fucking reason.
I mean, she didn't mean it in a mean way.
No, not at all.
I think she was just like, I kind of, it's no different. And I was like, yeah, it's no different. Hannah, any?
I've never had any explicit shade thrown at me for being bi. I think also because I've never explicitly dated a woman, so I think I've had some shame before in terms of the fact that I've never dated a woman. I've had some like, oh, but you've never done that, so how could you be bi? That's probably the kind of shame I've gotten. So I've gotten shame for myself for being like, whoa, you're into women, and then I've got shame for people being like, oh, why aren't you dating a woman if you say you're into it? It's very confusing.
You're just confused.
I'm just confused like all the time.
I'm also always confused, to be honest.
It's hard enough to navigate being queer without being told like, oh, but you're saying that you're queer, but you're not queer enough.
Yeah.
Like, it's one thing. Like, I remember I first tried to come out through one of those Twitter hashtags. You know, those ones that are just like LGBTQ pride or like bi day or whatever. Yeah. And everybody's posting pictures of themselves. And I posted like 4 pictures of myself and just this little hashtag. And this girl that I knew tweeted like, oh, like, you all just jump on the hashtags, but none of you have ever actually dated women. And I immediately just like deleted the tweet and pretended like it never happened. Cause it was like, oh, I'm not gay enough. I need to hide away.
Yeah.
Yeah. But look at me now.
Yeah.
Look at us sitting at this table just being queer as
being
hell.
Queer. I mean, I completely get it, though. Like, I went to Pride this year at a gay bar with my girlfriend, and I still didn't feel gay enough to be there.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know how much queer I could get, but I still do not feel queer enough to be here.
Yeah.
It was crazy. And I think that's a lot of kind of sad, annoying shame that you get.
I think
because you're not...
Because bisexuality is that weird middle ground.
Yeah.
You don't really feel like you're in one place or another. Because if you're a bisexual in like a straight passing couple, then people are just like, oh, you're straight.
Yeah.
And you can't, and therefore, because you're dating someone of the opposite gender, you can't possibly participate in queer culture because you don't get it.
Because you're quote unquote straight.
Yeah.
You couldn't understand. How do you feel about your queerness now that you're in a straight passing relationship?
I mean, fine. I think I'm coming to terms a lot more with my queerness and like feeling like I probably like feeling more ready to be out proud and practicing queer. But obviously, I'm in
a practicing queer.
I'm a theory queer right now, and that's very okay because I'm in a very happy relationship with a man, and that's very fine. But obviously, I do feel like at some point in the future, I will explore my queerness a lot more, and I think that like I've come to terms with it probably in the last like year or so.
Yay.
And would feel a lot more comfortable getting it on with a woman.
Sexy.
Like I've always wanted to. But
what about if you just slowly ballroom danced with a woman?
I mean, that'd be fine.
That's not even cheating, but it is erotic.
Yeah.
Okay.
How close can we smush our breasts together until it becomes inappropriate?
Jack could just watch from the sidelines.
Yeah, maybe.
And just make sure there's no touching.
Oh, no, I'd love to get between you two.
Like, he could give me I'd be like, I'm thirsty. Can I have a glass of water so I can continue...
erotically
slow
dancing.
Dancing with this woman.
Yeah, you could like referee. Be like, no heavy tackling.
I know, I'm supportive.
Blow a whistle
like,
if you like your hands go too low down the waist.
Yeah.
He's like, ah! Hands back up.
Come on,
you can
ladies.
Essentially slow dance, come but no touchy touchy.
Yeah.
But like, I think I'd prefer that to guys who I heard a story the other day about a lady who, she got really drunk, she had a boyfriend, she kissed a girl on a night out, she told him, she was like, look, I'm super sorry, like, I did this bad thing, and he was like, it's a girl, it doesn't count.
Yeah.
And she was bi, and she was like, but what? Like, it just does.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather have a referee who was like, hey, no, that's not hot, because that's my girlfriend, you leave her alone, than someone who's like, oh, no, like, it's fine, because it's hot, like.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I would really struggle to date a straight guy who is not at least like a passionate ally, if not somehow in the queer community themselves.
Yeah.
Just because I can't be bothered with any of that business.
No. I find that my middle ground as a bisexual woman is just dating really effeminate men.
Yeah, I just like dating other bis.
Yeah.
Bi men.
Yeah.
I fetishize bi men, and I'm here and proud of saying it, and I'm sorry, but I do. If you're a bisexual guy, I'm like, oh, what? You're bi, and I want to do that, and I'm gonna.
To do that.
I will. I'm gonna harmlessly fetishize bisexual guys because I think it's sexy.
It's okay because you love them and you are a bisexual person and you can relate to that experience and you wouldn't ever manipulate it.
I think it's more of a relatable.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, usually they're gonna be
fetishization.
Yeah. They're gonna be a bit more open-minded about stuff and sex and
understanding of your experiences.
A bit more understanding. Yeah. And I just think it's a bit better. Although saying that, I've had experiences with bi guys and they've just been an arsehole like everyone else, so.
Yeah, but that's men, isn't
that's
it?
Just men.
Shall we have a last track before we have a quick chat at the end?
Amazing.
Yeah. Introduce this one, Charlotte.
So this one's kind of like the gayest of all of them for me. This song makes me feel like jammy inside because it's just about women super duper loving each other. So this is Religion, You Can Lay Your Hands on Me by Shura.
No preacher, no teacher, no love.
Project XXX on LSR.
So
we've got 4.5 minutes until the end of the show, and we're going to play a bit of Desert Island Dicks, which is a game where we get our guests to pick three people that we want them to take to Desert Island. The first one is someone they would want to just purely shag, mm-hmm. someone is want to be their life partner, mm-hmm. and the third person is someone they want to take as just a sort of steamy date. You never shag, but there's like a lot of sexual tension.
Maybe so. A little kissy at the end.
Just a little one.
Yeah, a little. Yeah.
So Charlotte, what would you pick in any order?
Right, so gonna start with the steamy dates.
Okay.
Because
okay,
this one just jumped out to me immediately, and it's like, for me, it was like, who would I want to go on dates with and, like, feel the sexual tension but never give them the gratification of me being like, oh, yeah, okay, I'll sleep with you.
Oh, normally the other way
around.
For my one, I pick Rihanna because she's too powerful and I wouldn't want to fuck her, but, like, I really, really want to have, like, Rihanna flirt with me.
Yeah.
But
I love your power and control. Oh, my God.
I want to flirt with John Mayer until he fucking squirms because he's such a dickhead. I want to upset him. I want to, like, flirt with him and leave him wanting more and then be like, oh, but I'm going back now. I gotta go. There's just something about his energy. It's kind of sexy, but I don't wanna fuck
but
him.
But you wanna make him suffer.
John Mayer
is so sexy.
As in
singer John Mayer.
Yeah.
As in dater of Katy Perry John Mayer.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's like a serial dater.
He's horrible
to all the women.
He dated Taylor Swift when he was like 32 and she was 19.
Ugh.
It was a lot.
That's too much.
Speaking of which, my life partner, Taylor Swift.
Oh, do explain.
Okay.
Because like, I've really enjoyed her as a human being and a musician and a woman for like 10 years now.
Oh.
But like, I idolize her so much and like view her in such a like compassionate way that I don't think I'd want to have sex with her. Like, oh, it would be something like that had fizzled out, but I want to like hang out with her and watch movies, get some Chinese
cuddle.
Food. Like, yeah, like,
that's so cute.
I want to be her best friend. I want to be her companion.
Lovely.
That's really cute.
Yeah.
I think that's nice.
I think that's really nice.
I think we'd work very well together. Yeah,
we love love on this, yeah, on this show.
And I think
now I'll talk about sex.
My sexy one. I think my sexy one would be internet personality, artist, amazing, wonderful Florence Given.
Oh,
because she's hot as fuck.
She's so sexy.
But I just think our personalities would clash big time. Like, I think we're both too powerful. I think we'd
there'd
be a clash of power, but like the sex would be amazing.
There could be a clash, or it could be like a coming together.
It could be like we're gonna
coming together,
stamp on some necks.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah,
that's,
I think it'd be a lot.
Some good choices.
Yeah,
you want to punish John Mayer.
I want to peg John Mayer.
You wanna peg and punish John Mayer. You want to live sweetly and softly with Taylor Swift, and you want to have steamy boss ass bitch sex with Florence Given.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mine was shy in comparison to that.
Mine was not as strong.
I think I'm gonna
have to revise it.
I think mine was fuck Jason Momoa because he's so hot.
Yeah.
And then
I was really scared you're gonna say Jason Mraz.
No.
That's Fedora.
Is he still around?
The hat stays on.
True sex.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, who are your other ones? Jason Momoa?
Rihanna was my steamy one because she's too powerful for me, but like, I really want her to flirt with me and I want her to like give me one sensual kiss and leave me wanting more.
Mm. Yeah.
And she would.
She would.
I know you want to see me naked, naked, naked.
Yeah.
Yes, they do. Rihanna.
They all do. Rihanna.
Rihanna.
I was going to say naked.
Naked, naked.
Mine was Stevie Nicks for a steamy date.
Oh.
For the same reason, because she's too powerful.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'd just sit there and be like, uh-huh, whatever you say, Stevie Nicks.
Steamy Nicks on a Stevie date.
Oh, steamy Nicks.
Steamy Nicks on a Stevie date.
Would you have steamy Nicks?
Maybe.
I wish I hadn't said that. I thought it was funnier in my head than it was.
So I think that's kind of all we've got time for. But thank you
on that bombshell
so much for coming on and telling kind of bad
so
jokes and good jokes.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is really fun. Thank you.
Gay as hell.
Yeah.
Thank
and yeah. Be queer.
See you next week, lads.
Be gay, do crimes.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Project XXX on LSR.